With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting an IV fluid shortage could impact weeks of surgery schedules. Correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
People often plan non-emergency surgeries in the fall and early winter months when their insurance coverage will pick up more of the bill. But they may have to wait now. A crucial IV and sterile fluids factory close to North Carolina remains shut down from hurricane-related damage. Hurricane Helene forced Baxter International to close its plant late last month. The lack of supplies is causing some surgery schedules to shift. Health systems started conserving fluids shortly after the plant shut down. Some switched patients who can drink fluids to Gatorade or water instead of giving them an IV. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Poland's foreign minister is blaming sabotage on Russia and is closing one of Moscow's consulates. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Radek Sikorski demanded on Tuesday that Russia stop its hybrid war activities against Poland and its Western allies. Sikorski was referring to a case of a Ukrainian man who admitted he'd been hired by Russia for an act of arson in Poland, which was foiled, and to other sabotage attempts. Sikorski adds he's withdrawing consent for the Russian consulate in Poznan and that his personnel will be unwelcome in Poland. Russia also has consulates in Gdansk and Krakow. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Israeli military says a top Hezbollah official who had been widely expected to be the group's next leader was killed in an Israeli airstrike in southern Beirut in early October. Earlier on Tuesday, the Israeli military leveled a building in a suburb of Beirut that it said housed Hezbollah facilities. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 6 points, the Nasdaq up by 33. This is SRN News. Bad news from Australia.
Christianity is on the wane all across the Anglosphere, and the land down under is no exception. The latest numbers from the Census Bureau indicate just 44% of Australians self-identify as Christians, and that's down 8% from just 5 years ago. The number of people who are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion in Australia has risen to 40%, one of the highest percentages in any English-speaking country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion measures are on the ballot in 10 states after heated debates over terminology and impact, and that's just in English. In many places where English isn't the primary language among communities of voters, the Federal Voting Rights Act requires that all election information be available in each community's native language. But that's not always easy. There's no single word for abortion in many Native American tongues. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
International Monetary Fund has predicted worldwide inflation will cool from 6.7% last year to 5.8% this year. It also says inflation will fall even faster in the world's wealthy nations. Experts say it's an affordability shift in taking root now in the U.S. auto industry. The trend is being led by people who feel they can no longer afford a new vehicle, averaging today $47,000. Good news from the IRS saying taxpayers will see higher standard deductions for 2025. Mixed trading on Wall Street today. The Dow is off 6 at 42,924. S&P 500 lost 2 at 58.51. The Nasdaq was up 33 points. 18573. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jason Walker.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.